Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, what I talk about in the book is just how could a generation filled with so much potential simultaneously be a generation that's plagued with so many just awful things? Mm-hmm. And I think for us as students, like, these were some of the things that actually triggered us to get on our faces before God and say, God, we need you to move. We need you to do something in our day. And I think that's one thing I love to talk about is I think when things are hard, we have a choice. We have a choice, again, to look how everybody else looks and think about it, how everybody else thinks about it, and get fearful and critical and hide and whatever. Or we can take those things as catalysts for us to get on our face before God. And again, remember where power comes from, where our mm-hmm. hope comes from. And I think when you see these situations, these stats, these real life scenarios, it just shows, right? The world is searching. They're not going to find it in drugs. They're not going to find it in sex. They're not going to find it in money. You're not going to find it. And again, a lot of people listening, we've learned that firsthand. And maybe you're even trying right now. We're still trying. Mm-hmm. I think of that Rolling Stones song, and I tried and I tried and I tried. I can't get no satisfaction, right? I think that's not just a popular song from the Stones. That's literally like the heart cry of the world. I mean, literally, we keep trying to fill a void that's a God-shaped void. And I think it's interesting, you know, that even that quote, I heard Shia LaBeouf, who's a popular actor, and he said, there's a God-shaped hole in my heart. If I knew how to fill it, I would. And it's kind of like, well, you just said it was God-shaped, and if you knew how to, like, it's kind of...
Yeah, right. Yeah, you answered your own question.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. But I just think it's so profound, but it's so simple just to say, man, God created you with a longing that will only be satisfied by him. Mm-hmm. And as long as we keep turning to everything else, it's going to keep being more broken, keep being more empty, keep being more just self-centered. And yet the gospel comes in and sets us free because Jesus, he lived the life that we aren't good enough to live, and then he died the death that we deserved, right? Christianity isn't about what you need to do. Christianity is about what he did. It's about Jesus did it. He paid the price that I couldn't pay. He lived the life I couldn't live. And because he lived, I can live. Because he died, I can live. Because he rose, I can live. That's why there's a reset available. And again, these stats, it just shows our generation today, our world today, desperately needs the light of the gospel. And so as believers, we can choose to put our hope in every other message, or we can stick to our guns and say, you know what? There's one message the world needs.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.